Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to plan a mini adventure into your day. A few years ago, I came across a great quote from Alan Burdick. In his book, Why Time Flies, he wrote that very often when we remark, how did time fly by so quickly? What's actually meant is some version of, I don't remember where the time went. Memories and time are closely related. When time isn't memorable, we don't remember it. When time is memorable, we do remember it. And that can make us feel like we have more time. I saw this relationship in action when I had 900 busy people track their time for a day a few years ago for my book, Off the Clock. I asked them questions about how they felt about their time. I found that the people with the most abundant perspective on time were highly likely to have done something very memorable on the March Monday I had them track. One woman went to salsa dancing lessons. Somebody else went to a big band concert on a Monday night. Now, this might seem like a bit of a paradox that going to a big band concert might make you feel like you have more time. After all, buying tickets creates something of an obligation. You have to go do something rather than just crash on the couch. So this should make you feel like you have less time, right? But time isn't that simple. Time moves at different paces depending on how we interact with it. Our perception of any given length of time is shaped by how many memories we have of that length of time. This is why the first day of a vacation somewhere exotic seems very long. Your brain has no idea what it needs to remember, so it's remembering all of it. More memories means more time. An evening spent on the couch isn't particularly memorable, so we don't remember it. That time disappears as if it doesn't exist. Too many days like this, and whole years can disappear into memory sinkholes. Time ceases to be a rich tapestry and feels more like a slick linoleum floor. Obviously, it's not feasible to go to big band concerts every night, but it is possible to do something to make each day memorable, so we're more likely to remember it. In the Jewish tradition, before the Passover meal, the youngest person at the table asks, "Why is tonight different from all other nights?" For Passover, the answer is clear. It's a holiday, and you're celebrating a defining event in extended family history. But you can ask this question of any day. Why is today different from all other days? Indeed, let's ask this for today. How is today going to be different from other days? Take some time to think about this. What mini adventure could you plan into today so that today stands out in memory? Your adventure doesn't have to be expensive or time-consuming. You might grab lunch with a new group of people from work. You might take a walk through a nearby park to perk yourself up in the afternoon. You might stop at an intriguing store you see as you walk back to your apartment. You might catch a weeknight movie or take your kids to a playground after dinner rather than going through the usual march of bath and bed. But plan in some little adventure. And as you're having your adventure, pause to note that it's happening. Really take everything in. This will make your memories deeper. And really, in the end, memories are all we have. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's BE, 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline. And the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches, and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.